I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-3 draw with Tooting. Alan, last week you complained that we often folded against the top sides. Certainly not today.
It was brilliant. I really did think that. I thought, you know, having Speeder out, then having Taylor coming off with an injury, then having Wayne Finney coming off with an injury. Obviously, you know, we've been backs against the walls with injuries, obviously, but you do make excuses, you get on with it, and that's what I kept telling the players. And I've got to hold my hands up with the players, because I've come on here quite a lot and moaned about them, but they were superb, their effort today, and they all stuck together, and I'm very proud of the players. And, you know, I really do think, I'm not saying a great result, and I'm not saying great performances, but if we do want to get out of this league and make a promotion push, it's things like that what will get you out of this.
Bobby Traynor got the equaliser. As he was about to hit it, it took a massive bobble in front of him, but he recomposed himself and it was an unstoppable finish. It's a great way to mark him signing a new contract for us.
Delighted for him, and he didn't have a great game, Bob, but to be honest, because he didn't get that much good service, but that's why he's in the team for, man, you know. He's went there and, like you say, bobble, and you think, quick, it's a 50-50 chance, and he's converted that, not a problem, and a great finish, and it's just what he deserved. The lads deserved that they did. He finished it off, but the lads working like that, they really deserved it.
Was the point even better, given that we played for 40 minutes with no recognised centre-backs on the field?
Without a doubt, and I said at half-time, we said before kick-off, to be honest, we said we're fooled against top five sides, and that's where we want to be. And, you know, at half-time, getting the injuries again, all that, you know, I reckon 2 or 3 weeks ago, we would have fooled it and all that, you know, but we didn't, and I can't give enough praise. Like I say, I keep on having the lads every training session, trying to get the best out of them all the time. Well, it did give the best idea, and I've got no complaints about that.
Scott Corbett was man of the match today. Again, given that he was playing out of position, is that an even better achievement than normal?
It is, but it doesn't surprise you, Scott, because he's been a quality player for, you know, 20 years in the game. You know, he's played since he was like 10, 11 years old. He's conducted himself the right way, all as this. Trains the right way, battles the right way, and you tell him to play in the position, he'll do it. He's had his problems with injuries. We've tried to overcome them. He'll be in and out of the side because of his injuries, but, you know, he just gets on with it. And, you know, sometimes you wish you had people like Scott Corbett getting on with it.
Luke Garrard as well. We saw two sides of him today, but an overall positive performance. Some great saves in there.
Yeah, he does. Luke's all right, man, when you're in the trenches and you're down. He's a good lad, and he cares. You know, he's a local lad, and he cares about the club, and he loves the club, and he wants to do well at the club. And you need people like that who want to do well for you. And, you know, like I say, if I was in the trenches, I wouldn't think anybody better to be with me than Luke Garrard.
And we spoke about Bobby Traynor, but it wasn't just him who was banging the goals in. Neil Lampton and Saïd Sanko, both great finishes from them as well.
Good finishes. Again, I thought Sanko was pretty quiet today, not one of his better games, but a great finish. And Neil Lampton, you know, was first to admit that he didn't do the best last week, like everybody else, but he scored a goal and he's battled very hard, and I'm pleased with him as well, you know. So it's been a good day all round, you know.
What's the news from the dressing room on Wayne Finney and Richard Taylor? They both went off injured. Are we likely to see them back soon?
Richard Taylor, I doubt, because he's had the problem for quite a while, and he's been playing with it, to be fair to Richard, and he's had a go. Wayne Finney, I think, will be fit.
Excellent. It was the highest crowd of the season today by quite a long way. Does that make that last minute equaliser even more important that we didn't lose today in front of all those people?
Yeah, it is. It's very important, because, like I say, the supporters have been absolutely brilliant week in, week out. And I keep on saying I wish we can get a team as good as them, something what me and Mark Harms are trying to do. But it's a good deal also, because obviously Mark Harms has had a little baby boy, and we're delighted for the family, and he does a great job for us, Harmsy, and very popular, and great coaching sessions, very good tactician, everything he does, and we're delighted for him and his family. And it was like, you know, we had a celebration at the end of the game for the birth of Leo and all the family as well, so it was a good deal all round.
As far as marketing ideas go, how good an idea is it to give all the kids who come through the turnstile a whistle, do you think?
Yeah, great. Something I would come up with that, like, you know. So it's, okay, you've got us on that one, yeah. But I think that's a fantastic idea, especially if they're going forward and all that, you know, and blur a few of them, like, but yes, it could have been done better, I suppose. Fantastic.
I'm looking forward to next week's game, playing Casuals, who are struggling near the bottom of the table. I guess you'll be looking for all 3 points this time next week.
Yeah, we do, but we lost against them once this season, so I believe we drew against them once. Our record's not great against them last year, so at the end of the game, we'll attack the game. I just can't have just let the season fizzle out. I'm looking for players. I've got Bobby Traynor and Wes Goggin as part of our jigsaw for next year, and I'm looking to see out the Coven squad who wants to join them, and I'll be... actually having a look at players from now on in and who actually wants it, because if you are going to win a championship and you are going to get promotion, you've got to go to places like Crimpton Casuals and pick up 3 points.